So we're going to do one more part today. We're going to talk about the reason that you will never build a business or brand or a side hustle, or maybe the reason you've tried and never been successful. We're going to tell you the secret to why that is happening or why that will happen so that you don't have to do that and you don't make that mistake, because I see it every day. And you might be shocked how easy it is for you to do something for yourself and have that as your passion and your career, but you keep making it harder than it is because you don't know this. Let's go. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslima Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslima, coming to you every week on topics of love, marriage, relationship, life balance, hacks of all kinds. And we've been talking about Muslima careers because we are going to be having a Muslima Professionals free workshop on December 16th. If you are not already registered, I'll put the link below. I think this is the first time I'm revealing it on the podcast. It is us, you and me together with all these other women that are going to join, and we're going to be making you your blueprint of exactly your next steps. The hardest thing to do when you're trying to start something new in your life is like, where do I begin? That's actually my favorite part because it's the most exciting. And I have a whole background in this, in planning and management and everything. So I want to help you with this. I've done this for other companies, other organizations. I help them build their brands. I help them build their departments. I help them build everything. This is literally one of the many hats I hold. And I want to help Muslim women do that now. So if you want to join, like I said, the link's below. But today we're going to give you a really, really important kind of like fast, easy, breezy Friday podcast on the main reasons people don't succeed. And the reason I'm saying is not to, bring you down, because this is part three. We've already told you, I think in part one, like some of the reasons you can, and then like questions you guys had, I answered them. But today I want to cover, I'm getting a lot of DMs from all you guys. I asked you to DM me your questions. And what I'm mostly getting are worries. And I want you to know there is nothing to worry about, right? When you're doing the right thing with the right intention, following it Islamically with Allah on your side, and you're trying to make the world a better place with a passion or skill that you have that you know people can benefit from. And when we meet in the workshop, we'll do more work there with Sister Saida. You all, if you love her from the Resentment series, that's that. But let's talk today about all the things that could be stopping you so we can stop them from stopping you. It's really that easy. The last thing I want to mention right before we dive into that is every year we do probably like the deepest discounts we ever do for Black Friday. They start today at Mindful Muslima and they're totally limited time. So just so you know, I don't know, it might be for just a couple days or a week. We start early. I know it's not technically Black Friday, but for some reason, everything keeps starting earlier. So we're just on with the same timing as everyone else. So it is there. I'll put the link below. It's just actually my website, www.mindful-muslima.com. We have a way for getting to our Thrive Academy. I'm not even going to go into how ridiculously cheap it is. And the second one is I think we have 50% or so off of everything we've made, like courses and everything. So I'll put that link below. All right, so let's get diving into how we stop ourselves from succeeding. Ironically, I just got off of a call with our mentorship alumni. We have an alumni, like a coaching program inside of Mindfulness. And then what happens is on the off times when they're not on, I come in and I do like personal coaching. So I was just modeling something and it's literally related to today. That's why I bring it up. One of the main reasons, like I just gave an entire, we just did like an entire 7 weeks with them of all the possibilities and all the tools. We gave them everything. But I said to them the same thing I'm going to tell you. The reason, even if you have all the tools, it doesn't work. Even if I gave you like, all the secrets to like starting up everything and being on your own, is because of this. The number one reason is self-sabotage. Your mind is a powerful, powerful thing. It is instantly going to try to keep you comfy and cozy. For those of you who have done my emotions course, you know that. We talk a lot about the power of the mind. If you're inside of Thrive Muslima, the total global sisterhood, you guys know all of level one is about mindset reset. I start right there and connecting with Allah. And it's very much related to these stories we tell ourselves of why we can't. I can't do it until. this relationship changes. I can't do it until I get to like my new apartment. I can't do it until I get that new job. I can't do this change for myself until more, you know, whatever it is. I have no time. No, we tell ourselves all the reasons we can't. And so if you're going to notice in your mind, you shooting yourself down of every idea and everything you're trying to do and start up, whether it is you moving from one career to another, or it's from you trying to, build something online, or are you trying to start a group in your local masjid? Are you trying something for yourself that you're trying to start career-wise, or actually anywhere in your life, anywhere? It's usually self-sabotage. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains in so many verses of Quran, you know, like I told them, like just today, we were going about journaling and about the power of journaling. Like, if you're grateful, I'll give you more. The servant who is, you know, does A, B, C, and D, he says in the Quran, you will be having success. You'll find ease in your life. There's these equations. So we live by those equations here at Mindful Muslimah, and we encourage women based on them. And so that's why I know what I'm saying is true, because the Quran backs up that, like, if we sit here and we put limits on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do in our life, which is also us limiting ourselves, like, oh, I can't do it. Well, Allah can do it. So step out the way, you know? So that's the first one. The second one is that we just have these constant reasons that we don't have any time. And the number one thing that we do is we say we don't, but if we did a time audit, which we do at Mindfulness Muslimah oftentimes, when I do like one-on-ones with sisters and they do consultation calls, it's all about like, so I don't have any time. Well, where's your time going? Let's talk about it from the morning to the night. A lot of it's going on the phone, especially with Alaza right now going on. I know it. But if we're really honest, there are definite times of our day when we're not motivated or we're procrastinating and we could have used that time better. So how do I motivate myself? Get on December 16th. We'll talk about that in a whole lot more. But when you walk away from the workshop, by the way, on the 16th, you're going to walk away with a physical plan in your hand, which is what I think is really important. I'm a really big believer, and this is how I've gotten so far. You guys know me, okay? I've gotten to the top, the pinnacle of my career, where I'm making six figures. And guess what I did? I left it, just totally left it. It didn't make sense for my next phase of my life, what I wanted. It didn't make sense. But do I know how to get there if I wanted to again? Of course I do. Do I know how to explain it to somebody else, how they could do it? Of course I do. Just I personally chose not to do that. But what we're talking about, you, I, and all the other women together as we discuss this stuff, is whatever you want to do. I'm just here to help and answer questions, right? So it's whatever you want to do at whatever time you want to do it in your life. But what you have to think about is the fact that making time for it is a must. So if you have a full-time job, it might mean 1 hour or 2 hours a night or 5 hours on a weekend. Like whenever it makes sense for you. If you're a busy mom, it might be in the morning before your kids wake up, just 1 hour, you know, like whatever it is. But you got to make out that time if it is really important to you. So self-sabotage is a big one, lying to yourself about how much time. And then number three, thinking your success is not going to work because other people, because of lack of self-confidence or letting other people's negative comments of you, it's either way, it goes back to like your confidence level is not high enough. If you're going to tell yourself you're not smart enough, you're not fast enough, you're not going to be able to do it, you're not going to be able to sustain it, again, it's actually going back to self-sabotage. The connection of no self-esteem or low self-esteem and self-sabotage are pretty solid. So these are the big ones. Self-sabotage of the negative thinking, no time. And the third one is you not believing in yourself and you listening to other people's comments. It's just going to hold you back more than the actual thing you're going to do. That is just my Friday advice on this beautiful Friday. Don't forget, ladies, shout out to Thrive Women. We're going to be having an upcoming challenge. A lot of you guys know I came out with a mindfulness journal. I am going to be, I've made a free whole first month. It's a 1 year journal, but I gave like the whole first free month inside of Thrive. We're going to be doing journaling together. Yeah. For the whole month. I'm so excited based off the new book. So I'm really, really excited to give that to you guys for totally free and to do that together because you're going to see some deep reflections. Shout out to the mentorship team as they just finished their cycle. Thank you, ladies. And if you want to take advantage of the Black Friday, I'll put the link below. Don't forget, ladies, it's very limited, but you're going to see crazy, crazy discounts. All right. Love y'all for the sake of Allah. See you next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.